I'm going to mention the third term I talked about. So I was going to mention three terms. So you've got dhammas, or phenomena, perspective, right view, samasati, samyak drishti, depending on your preference for Pali or Sanskrit. And the third term is sampajanya. Clearly knowing, clear knowing. So it's a term from the Satipatthana Sutta. It's part of this, the number of qualities that define right mindfulness in the early Buddhist canon. So clearly knowing, clear comprehension, how Bhante puts it. So it's a compound term with sati. So you have sati sampajanya. Sometimes sort of seen as almost synonymous. So it's quite tricky to tease out the different meanings. But I think perhaps there's a couple of ways that I want to talk about that I think is helpful to the practice. So it's part of this definition of right mindfulness, but if you like, it's the aspect. There are a couple of different aspects of this collection, right mindfulness, that have quite a wisdom element or wisdom potential in them. So Bhante talks about sampajanya as being this spectrum of knowing, spectrum of potential understanding. So we can know the sensations of the breath. We can know sensations in the body, for example, or the breath. On the other end of the spectrum, we can know the nature of those that experience of those sensations. We can understand. Knowing is synonymous with understanding. We can understand their impermanence. We can understand that they're not self. So, yeah, there's this spectrum of understanding. So I think that the relationship of right mindfulness to wisdom can be explained. There's a lovely image in the Pali Canon of an elephant. And the Buddha uses this image to talk about sati, mindfulness, as the neck of the elephant, and wisdom as the head, pranya as the head, panya. So the sati supports, awareness supports wisdom. It supports, and it's also connected, I think, the elephant's neck and head is connected in all sorts of ways through muscles and blood vessels and skin even. So there are all these connections between mindfulness and wisdom. But the strongest relationship is one of support. Awareness really sort of has the seeds of wisdom in it. And, we're growing those seeds. So Bhante says sampajanya has more than a touch of insight about it. And particularly this far spectrum, when we're looking at the nature, or there's an understanding of the nature of a particular moment of experience. And this knowing is not discursive, but it's quite light, quite intuitive, and an openness to it. So that's the first thing, is clearly knowing. And the second aspect, which Bhante brings out very strongly, is of continuity of purpose. So he says, we know what we're doing, and we know how it relates to our overall spiritual purpose. So it's like there's a continuity of knowing. I like to think of it as a compass, if you like. We've got the compass of right view, the compass of wisdom perspective, and it's pointing north. And Sampajanya, this clearly knowing and keeping alive this continuity of purpose, helps us notice when we're not quite pointing north, we're pointing north, northeast, or something, perhaps in a particular view or a particular action. So we're able to sort of recognize a bit more that diverting from from right view, from what our overall purpose is. So it allows us to keep a thread of connection, a thread of meaning running through our lives, of what our lives are for. In any given action, how does this relate to my overall spiritual direction and purpose? And in meditation specifically, it can be how we work in the practice. So if you like, we can have it on a macro level in our lives, or a micro level in a moment in meditation, a moment of awareness. What's happening now? How am I relating to it? Am I relating to it in a way that's in line with my overall spiritual direction and purpose? Probably an example is helpfulness, is helpful. So if the sleepiness in the mind, so we recognize, okay, sleepiness is there. And Sampajanya doesn't judge, but it knows that sleepiness is not conducive to awareness. It knows that it's not a factor in the purpose of the meditation, which is to be more aware. So there's the ability to recognize more clearly. And that clear recognition enables us to take action if necessary, or it has its own effect, a clear knowing, sleepiness. There's a choice that we don't always take to clearly know what's happening, and not just let something go ahead, let ourselves fall more deeply into it. So that clearly knowing or clear recognition can help us work with what is not conducive to our overall aim in that practice. So something, a helpful question that can be useful in assessing Sampajanya: what's helpful now, or what's needed now? And in fact, there are four Sampajanyas, and the first two are connected with how we work in practice. Is there something that would be helpful to bring into the mind as it is at the moment? And that might simply be paying more attention. It might simply be, I've not been very present. Can I be really present to what's happening right now? So that's always the first port of call, is always awareness itself, being present, knowing what's happening and whether that's helpful or unhelpful on the path. And then if you find that there's still a lot of sleepiness and the awareness is not making much sort of traction with it, if you keep falling asleep, then what's helpful now? What would be helpful now? Okay, maybe I'll open my eyes. Maybe I'll stand up. So then we get on to action, helpful action that supports awareness. It's not to get away from the experience, but it's to support the growth of awareness. Bantu talks about sampajanya as a lapse into spiritual unconsciousness, which is quite a strong thing to say. But I think if sampajanya is like that conscious continuity of purpose, a conscious direction that we've set in motion through our practice. Okay, so that's all I wanted to say on that. I've got a reading. I'll read at the beginning of the meditation, but we'll just have about 15 minutes to just sit. And every now and again, if it's helpful, if you find that, I'm a bit sleepy or I'm a bit confused, or what's necessary? What would be helpful now? Just injecting that question can just make a bit more conscious what's actually happening, and see.